Good morning. 8.08 a.m. here on a mostly cloudy day on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. April the 5th, a Friday, 2024. Chilly. 44 degrees. I'm wearing four shirts. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. There's blue sky over the mountains. Maybe it's headed this way. It's supposed to be warmer today. Warmer than it is now. I don't know that it's going to be warmer than it was yesterday. It was in the 70s yesterday afternoon. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to get that hot today or not. Probably snow on Sunday. So one phrase I've known for quite some time, I should never use, because it never ends well. And the phrase is, well, I'll just play for a little while. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Whatever. Yeah, that way lies danger. I just played for a little while yesterday, and about 7 hours later I realized I needed to fix dinner. Not the most productive of days. I did spend some time with Shackelford and Company, with Joseph Perry and Roger. That's good. But the chores backed up, so I've got to do a lot today. I've got to get groceries, do a pharmacy run. 10 o'clock, I'm doing a podcast interview about co-authoring and the business of being a writer. Serial writing. Thinking back in the old days, 2007, 2008, 2009, and writing for podcast. And the realization that it's only a serial until you've finished. And until you've finished, the majority of, in those days it was listeners, but until you finish, the listeners aren't going to pay that much attention. A few will, in fact, a lot of you did wait for my downloads every week. We crashed Patio Books when I released, was it Owner's Share? But far and away the largest numbers of downloads happened in binge mode. That is, after the last book was up and available, after the last episode was up and available. So that'll be interesting. The Stefan and Helen will be my interlocutors and co-authoring I have a podcast about co-authoring and serial writing. And while I have done some co-authoring with my offspring, I've written in some shared worlds. John Moreau's Walk the Fire, I've written in T. Morris and Philippa Ballantyne's Ministry. I wrote in Scott Sigler's universe, but I don't think my story survived. It took a little too long to write. I had to rewrite it. He really wasn't happy with the story that I wrote. It wasn't violent enough, I don't think. I never did figure out what happened to the story. It didn't really matter. I got paid for it. The Siglerverse is still a thing and still going strong. I had a an email. Apparently it was the other day, but it just surfaced this morning because I don't check that email every day. I probably should. But I got an email from a newsletter subscriber who said they hadn't got my newsletter in months and wondered if I had stopped doing them until they saw the April post that said the newsletter went out. And so I looked into it, and the host service, netzero.net, bounced it. And I looked through and saw there were several people from NetZero and a couple of other email service providers. So there were something over 200 people who had hard bounces. Now, a couple of them had bounced right off the bat on the initial email. The dual opt-in. But ConvertKit has this thing that I've been sort of ignoring and decided that given how unreliable email is, I figured I would put up the last few months' newsletters as posts on my ConvertKit site. They give you a link for your own content, so they get some traffic to their ck.page host, and I should get some more information. I should get some more people seeing my newsletter posts. So. On the web twice a month now. I added the link to my bio link. bio.link/nlowell. And added an entry for course corrections. I think I put course changes. I have to check. I think I spelled it wrong. Anyway, I've had kind of a full morning already, and it's just a little past 8 o'clock. Which is good, because I got a lot to do today. I have to bake bread, too. Well, I'll do that this afternoon. It won't be a big deal. I'll just play for a few minutes. yeah. The city skylines is... a really interesting game. I started a, I think I said this the other day, I started a new vanilla game. I rolled a new, same map. So I have some idea of what's going on the map. Two Rivers, it's probably the easiest map in the game. Good water, a good amount of space. I'm almost at, I don't know. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm at whatever it is that gives you nuclear power. So my power woes should be at an end. Get rid of some of the polluting sources. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. And I discovered how I can beat the pollution problem, at least the ground soil pollution, by putting my trash burners in a woodlot. The woods industry is not only non-polluting, it actually cleans up pollution as it goes. Oh, I saw this pair. They had their dogs out running in the park when I came out. Morning.
Morning.
How's it going with you?
Good. How's the book coming?
It's coming.
Yeah?
Slow, it's coming. Good. How's the book coming? Somebody who knows who I am. Cool as that. But the vanilla game doesn't allow for water cleanup. I still need to dump sewage into a river. Or into a body of water to get rid of it. Which, I suppose, there's probably a mod for that. I know the Green Cities DLC, which I own but have turned off for this run through, has a couple of ways of dealing with water pollution. And I think one of them is actually dig a hole and pump it in solution. Should be a combination water treatment and dig a hole, pump it in. Or a water treatment solution that actually puts clean water back in. Even if it's more expensive, even if it takes more land, there should be one. We'll see. I'm discovering new things about the vanilla game all the time. Trying to deal with traffic. Trying to deal with trucks and industrial traffic. I built an industrial zone way the hell off. And then put a rail line on it. So that I don't have to have trucks running through the middle of town. They just run in a big loop between the industry and the station. I think, what is it? Mass Transit has a 12-bay station that would cut that out altogether by putting different lines in different bays. and keeping it all in the same station. Now, I don't know if that works with cargo or just with passengers, or if it works with any train. I don't know. Something to look at. Something to play with. Like, I need something else to play with. On the pen front, I realized, somewhat belatedly, that I have, I don't know, 5 or 6 Schaefer cartridge pens that all use the same cartridge. And I can at least try them out if I just swap the cartridges and, when I'm done, rinse out the dirty nib and give the new nib a chance to ink up a little bit. And can try all of these pens without wasting a lot of ink or spending a lot of time writing with a pen that's okay, but not one I want to write home about. Ba-dum-boom. I took the old school pen that I had inked up the other day and substituted, pulled the cartridge out of it, cleaned up the nib, put the cartridge in another Schaefer. It's a Style Point, STYLPOINT. No E in there, so I'm not sure quite what the marketing is. Apparently the very first Style Points, which is a semi-hooded nib, were Imperials, Schaefer Imperials. But they soon gave way to the inlaid diamond nib Imperial style. It's a very popular pen, the Imperial. I've got one. I want to try it out. I think it's a 440. But I have to get down to it. It's way down on the list. But in order to get down on the list, I've got to get through some of these more common pens. I've got some Wing Sungs I want to try out. I've got a 601. And I think it's another 612. It's undesignated, but it's the same configuration as a 612 with a, I don't know what they call it. It's a squeeze converter, vacuumatic, or aromatic or something. I think it's aromatic, A-E-R-O. And the vacuumatics are piston fillers. Anyway, so I got a bunch of pens to try. Picked up three more yesterday. A pair of pens that were labeled as Parker 21s. And I can't get too many Parker 21s. I love that pen. It's a cheap pen. It's a cheap Parker. It's the, counterintuitively, it is the successor to the Parker 51. It's the cheap down version, and prone to barrel cracking. Which is tedious, but there it is. And I think at least two of the, I think I have 4 Parker 21s right now. I've been through 2 of them. I have to look, maybe 3 of them. But I really like those pens. They're hooded nib. They're a little bit small, but they're very smooth. At least the ones that I've had so far have been very smooth. My Waterman Allure is not as smooth as I thought it was, but it's still, I think it's my problem with the nib, and I keep rolling it in my fingers while I'm writing, and I need to stop doing that. What am I reading? I'm reading book 2 of Scott Barron's Bad Luck Charlie, Dragon Mage book 2. Fun Romp. It's obviously somebody who's new to the craft, if not actually young. They really, really, really like the phrase, to say the least. And I understand the impetus. I do it myself too often. But whenever I find myself writing, to say the least, I always ask myself, then why are you saying it? Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.